Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You ask the question.
Hey,
we can't hide.
Make it hot. It's the hot seat with Kramer and Jess.
All right, tell me this new rule sounds fair. If you're sick and miss a week, you automatically have to go the next week.
Oh, that's evil. You get like double entries for your name the next week. That's fair, I think. That actually is fair.
Let's all vote on that. If you're down for that, say aye. If no, say nay. Ready? One, two, three.
Aye.
All right, well, that just passed unanimously. Jess is out today, so it's going to be Char and I going in the hot seat. Have you heard this segment yet? It's kind of new on the show. Basically, we're saying, you know, you guys come on here and like spill your guts every single week. So like, why shouldn't we give you the same service back? So if you'll call the voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess, leave a question for us. Like, make it as juicy as you want. Or maybe it's just something you're just kind of curious about. You know, you're like, whatever happened to this or that? Or just listen, it's your segment. Like, do what you want, right?
You got power.
We only get three passes a year, so we have to use them wisely. But I don't know that anyone's going to be able to come up with a pass question. What I'm learning is like,
we're all shameless.
We're pretty shameless.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
So get crazier, guys.
Yeah. So we had to adjust the wheel today where it's just going to be me and Char. Let's spin the wheel of names and figure out who's in the hot seat today. Here we go. Hot seat time. Wait, I didn't say it.
Why is it?
Oh.
Charlotte.
Oh, there you go. I don't know why it took
Charlotte.
So long.
Scary.
I was like, all right, y'all. Charlotte's in the hot seat. Let's pull up our Charlotte question from your voicemails. And question for Charlotte. Here we go. All right, question for Charlotte. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jenny from Baltimore. I have a hot seat question for Charlotte. Have you hooked up with Mr. Poop since the last time you talked about him on the podcast?
Oh my God. Not bringing Uncensored to the air. That's so mean.
Wow. We probably need to define that for some people. That sounds very jarring to some
people.
Oh, yeah,
we probably should give some context. So,
Jenny, great question, by the way. The question is, have you hooked up with Mr. Poop?
So Mr. Poop is our name
or you pass.
No, I ain't no way I'm passing. Mr. Poop is our name for someone that went to my high school who, this one night, like a year ago, we had been going on dates. And he was like, you know, you can like crash at my place and stuff, which is, you know, great. Because at the time I didn't live in the city.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Charlotte.
So.
Or you can pass.
So no, I'm locked in. So he was like, I'm so sorry. I actually have to poop and I really don't want you to be there for
like,
that.
After he already invited her to stay over.
Yeah. So at that point I had to like walk back to my car
the worst
at midnight.
Walk of shame
like
ever.
Literally the worst walk of shame. And I was so over it. I was so over it, guys. Like, I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
So
you were done with this guy.
Then I moved back to the city, and I immediately did do that. In my defense, I had just gotten out of a 3-year on-and-off long-distance relationship, and...
So what you're saying is Mr. Poop is still...
He actually just texted me
no,
last night.
No, you're lying. You're lying.
I'm not. I'm
so
not.
You're telling me that a man... can literally kick you out of his house.
No,
after he
I don't want
you.
Anyone to think that this is my standard. This was.
So what is it?
It's also complicated because
or
he's
you
like
can pass.
Kind of my friend and like friends with my friends. So I think I'm being nicer than I would typically be. So,
well, this
unfortunately,
that's where you're at right now.
Yep.
This might be a great time to plug the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast too, because it's a little different than the radio show as well. We'll answer by the
way. My housemate literally just texted me in all caps, "You deserve better than Mr. Poop."
And you do. And that, you know what? That's a life lesson for all of us.
For all of
we
us.
Really do deserve better than Mr. Poop. All right, there's Hot Seat. Get your question in for next week too. 855 Kramer Jess.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, "I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me."
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.